USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes China will have to make a deal with the United States because they're going to have to. Today on CNBC, President Trump defended his threats to put tariffs on countries like China and Mexico.
Even without a fair playing field, we're winning because the tariffs are putting us at a tremendous competitive advantage. People want our good. They want our money. We're the piggy bank.
Police in Detroit are announcing a break in the case of a possible serial killer that's targeting sex workers. Detroit Police Chief James Craig.
We have arrested the suspect that I referred to late last week as a serial murderer and sexual assault suspect.
In a developing story, just after 2 o'clock Eastern time, a helicopter crashed into the top of a New York City building. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
American Airlines is extending cancellations on flights of its 737 MAX jets. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
American announcing in April it was grounding its 37 MAX jets through at least August 19th, but now it's extending that until at least September 3rd. The 737 MAX has been grounded worldwide since March after two fatal crashes. Software changes have been made by Boeing, but the FAA and its global counterparts haven't signed off on the fixes yet. And acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell says there's no timeline to do so.
I don't have September as a target. I don't have June as a target. I have safety of the 737. 737 MAX. That's my only target.
Elwell was speaking on NBC's Today Show.
And a preliminary 4.0 earthquake has hit near Cleveland. The USGS reports the earthquake hit around 10:50 a.m. local time and was centered in Lake Erie, just north of East Lake. So far, there are no reports of any injuries or damages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is doubling down on his tariff strategy after reaching a deal with Mexico on border security. On Monday, the president says everyone is trying to get money from the United States and tariffs are a beautiful thing when you are the piggy bank. Now, regarding border security, Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley tells Fox News,
"We need Mexico as a full and equal partner here. I mean, something that the Mexican ambassador said to me is that, well, we just can't have Mexico. We just can't have this many migrants in our country. I said, think about what it's like for our country, where they come to the United States, they're overwhelming our asylum process system, and then so many of them, when they're turned loose into the center of the country, don't ever come back for their hearings. I mean, we need to overhaul this process. The president is right. Congress needs to get on its game."
As far as why nothing is being done on Capitol Hill, the senator believes
it's ridiculous. It is a total partisan game. The Democrats won't even approve increased humanitarian funding for the border. We need to overhaul our asylum process. We need to build a physical barrier along the southern border.
But we've heard that. As a member of Congress, how do you get everybody together and act?
Well, look, I mean, let's start where we should be able to agree, which is we're facing a massive humanitarian crisis with the number of children. Look, these cartels are using children as human shields on the border. I mean, let's just get this fact out there. Every footstep on that border is money for a Mexican drug cartel. That alone ought to be bipartisan reason to act. We need to protect the children who are being used by human smugglers as human shields.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.